This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I left my beautiful home field apparel West Virginia jacket here yesterday. And I'm the only one who would be wearing that. This is a Pitt office. We are the flagship of Pitt. We got a lot of Pitt fans around here. And this is my favorite jacket. It might be my favorite article of clothing. Mm-hmm. Supports West Virginia. Was given to me by my parents for my birthday this year. I guess we're still doing birthday gifts. Hey, I ain't going to complain.
Nope.
So I love it. And I left it here. And our web guy, Andy, found it. And he tweeted out a picture of himself wearing the jacket, which I think is rude. You can't be wearing my jacket, man. Why are you putting my jacket on? Go screw yourself, man. You can wear my jacket. You can get it smelling all like Andy. You can smell like cigarette fingers. Get out of here. But then I come in here this morning, and this isn't Andy's handwriting. I know what Andy's handwriting looks like. And I have an envelope. If you're watching on 93.7thefan.com, if not, I tweeted this out at underscore Adam Crowley. There's an envelope. And on the front of the envelope, it says, "The hunt for Adam's coat from number one," it says. I open it up. Got a little tiny piece of paper typed out. "To get your WVU jacket back, you must go through this long and difficult scavenger hunt. The first clue: go to the place only a select few choose to brew their morning coffee and search closely."
Hmm.
I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't find the clue.
I did it as well.
Couldn't find the clue.
No.
Callis, can you find clue number two, please, before the start of the regular show here?
Well, that doesn't seem like it's in my job description. I'm going to leave that in your hands.
See,
I knew he was going to do that. I just need you to try to find the second clue. We got to be on the air here. I can't not be on the air. We don't need you to be on the air. Please find the second clue.
I think that there's a leak. I think that there's a mole. I feel like that there's somebody that we usually trust that is probably diming you out right now to get you back to mess with you. And I think he's in the room.
Did you do this, Callis?
I think so. Look, what is Callis's hand? What does his handwriting look like?
Holy cow.
I think he set this up. He orchestrated this whole deal, this old Riddler deal.
Did you do this? Oh my God.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay. Well, can you just do me a favor and find clue two? I'll find the rest of it.
What's the first clue again? Find a place where...
Go to the place only a select few choose to brew their morning coffee and search closely.
Only a select few. So in my mind, Callis, and I'm not trying to tell you what to think, and you're smart, you'll figure it out, but, and I don't know where it's at, but it's not where we go and get our coffee. Because that's usually the central area where everybody gets their coffee. So in my mind, it's not that place, but there's other coffee stations in this building or in this office.
I don't know where they are, though. I don't drink coffee. You know that.
All right. Well, it's against my better judgment for me to go looking for this right now.
You go to the vending machines.
There's only one other.
So go to the sales kitchen and see if it's there. And go to the newsroom coffee and see if it's there.
Where's the newsroom coffee?
In the newsroom.
There's a coffee pot in there? I never knew that. Don't look at me like that. I don't care about coffee.
There's a Keurig in the corner.
I never know. I don't care. Don't look at me like that.
This is amusing. It's also very annoying because I don't think it's Andy. If it's Andy, he would never tell me where it is without me going through the scavenger hunt. Hmm. And if it's not Andy, I'm not gonna be able to figure out.
Andy's definitely a part of it.
He's definitely a part of it because he's the one who procured my jacket in the first place and pilfered it, frankly, and then he wore it. Anyway, he's involved. But he's never going to tell me.
Mm-mm.
He's not cut that way.
No.
He's going to make me go through the steps. And if it's not only him, I'm not going to be able to narrow it down to my list of enemies here, especially as it relates to West Virginia v. Pitt.
Well, you left it yesterday?
Yeah. And here's the most frustrating part of all of this. I left my jacket right outside of the studio because it was warm in here. I had to urinate. I wanted to meet with Craig. I had some things I needed to do around the office. When I left my jacket there, I said to myself, knowing who I am, don't leave your jacket here. And then I left my jacket here. I knew I was going to forget it, and then I forgot it. Very frustrating.
I'm trying to think who was here at the time. 19 hours ago, he posted the picture of your jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And him wearing the jacket.
Oh, burns me up. Burns me up, he'd wear my jacket.
It wouldn't be Starkey because he's all flustered whenever he comes in about doing the show and waiting for Zeiss and doing all those things, so it wouldn't be Starkey.
It wouldn't be Zeiss. Zeiss has too much going on in his dome as it is to do something like this. It's not going to be Pony because Pony is so meticulous about the show.
He wasn't even here at the time.
He wasn't here. Donnie Football would never do such things to me. He's got to produce the show. Mulsey is a Stark Adam Crowley supporter and defender. He would not do this to me. Maybe it was just Andy acting on his own, our web guy, who's one of the funniest people around here, one of my favorite people ever, but you put my jacket on, you're a piece of crap, and I'm going to get him back. But first, I got to find the jacket. Did Callis leave?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Go look for it.
Oh, good.
I'm really trying to think right now who it would be, who would actually try to mess with you. What if it was like PJ or somebody?
He's got a new radio station to run.
Yeah, but
PJ just took over as the program director, the brand manager of KDKA AM. He's got all kind of stuff to deal with.
Yeah, eating grape nuts.
He's eating grape nuts. He's got a new lineup that he's dealing with. He's got Colin from 10 o'clock until 2. I think it's election season right now. Wasn't there just an election yesterday I clearly didn't vote in? So I don't think it was him. I am perturbed. Texter. Maybe they're talking about the bathroom where you would go after you have your morning coffee. No, this is where they go to brew their coffee. I can't. I don't know. Here's a text. It was Bailey Falter. Payback for dissing him. He says, suck it, Crowley. We're going to get into that at 6 o'clock. We're getting into this.
Bailey Falter. It was Austin Hedges. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Who's the Steeler that we crushed most routinely? For me, it's probably Dan Moore Jr., I guess, now that I think about it.
I mean, outside of Canada and Kenny?
Yeah.
Deontay?
Could be Tristan Jari. He probably let the jacket fall between his legs, though. Here's a texter. Austin. I don't think so.
No.
Austin's got his hands tied. He's got his hands full with Starkey every morning as he gets adjusted there. Callis is back. Nothing?
No.
Great.
Look closely.
I did look close. I picked up two pots. I looked in one of them.
I looked on the ground.
Yes, I looked on the ground in the newsroom. There's no paper with a clue. There's nothing taped. I checked cabinets. Nothing.
I'm not sure how interesting this is to the listening audience, but it's something that I need to figure out. And now I'm annoyed. I'm officially annoyed. If this person's aim, and if it was Andy, our web guy, was to annoy me, congratulations, you have succeeded. My prized possession, my home field apparel, West Virginia jacket, is now missing. Mm. And it's somewhere in the office, and there's clues, And this should be an easy freaking clue. The first clue needs to be an easy clue, first of all. You need to learn how to do a scavenger hunt. First clue, got to be an easy clue. This is supposed to be easy. There's only three places where you get your coffee, and it's not in any of these places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Read it again.
Go to the place only a select few choose to brew their morning coffee and search closely.
A few.
In brew.
Doran, cover your ears. Texter, Crowley, don't read this out loud, but it's the guy sitting across from you. Doran ain't got time
across.
For that.
What?
Across.
People are suggesting that maybe it's you. Maybe this job has happened from inside our show here. If you were going to bully me, you would do it in one of two ways. One, you would do the old scarecrow thing.
Yes.
Because you're a big scare guy.
Yes.
You do it to your kids and your kids' friends all the time. Or you would just shove me in a locker.
Yes.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I would have done something like this by now, of stealing your apparel, your West Virginia apparel.
Yeah.
At this point, like, that's not doing anything. Like, I have to, like, my mind is not scavenger hunt level. Like, if I'm going to get you, it's going to be, like, ultimate level where you are absolutely losing your mind about it.
Losing my mind, but you'd be more heavy-handed about it.
Oh, yeah.
You would just get it done.
Yeah. You know what I take a lot of pride in? How little effort it takes me to make you annoyed.
Everything makes me annoyed. Like, I am devolving into Joe Starkey. Joe told a long story and a good story about how he got all pissed off at Sports Clips the other day. Like, that's what I'm going to be in 10, 15 years. Just getting mad because I have to wait in line at Sports Clips. What is happening with my life?
I really think it's him. I mean, he was here. Callus was here. He gets underneath your skin.
You know what?
This is a prank that he would do.
And I do live close. I could have come back. Ooh.
Callus.
It might be me. Oh, no.
Here's what's going to happen.
Uh-oh.
We have 4 minutes before the start of the regular show. I'm calling the phone number right now for our radio station. I'm going to go look in the fan lounge. Callus, pick up the phone. Put me through.
Wait, why don't you join on the video call?
I'm not joining on the video call.
Come on. Oh, for gosh sakes. That would be more fun because then you could show people.
The fan lounge, there's no coffee back there. People usually brew their coffee.
All right, Crowley's on
Am
the
I
phone.
On the air now?
Yes.
Hello.
All right. All right, this probably would be good. Now the station's blaring. You're probably going to lose me due to bad service. I can hear myself on the phone. This is unbelievable. I'm looking for something.
He's breaking up.
If he used a video call, it would be easier because
be
there's
lot
internet
better.
In here.
It'd be a lot better. Can he hear us?
Crowley?
He can hear us, right? Okay.
Crowley?
I don't know why. He's checking in all the wrong spots, though. Like, he's not really putting his brain to use right now about where this could be.
Because he's annoyed. He's short-fused. He doesn't have the capacity to think like this.
Like, who said that there's going to be, like, another note left? Maybe it's just, like, a something on, like, a coffee pot that says that this is where the next note is. Like,
do one of our bosses have their own personal coffee pot in their office?
Craig does.
Oh.
But Craig's not here.
Did you look in the sales room, the sales kitchen?
I did. That's the one that I took a couple coffee pots off of.
That's the one that you could brew actual coffee. Like, if they're sticking to, like actually, like, what the words are, where people select few brew coffee. Usually we use the Keurig. I don't know if that counts as brewing.
Did you go to the newsroom?
Yeah.
And look at that coffee pot.
Now, I'll tell you this. I actually didn't look at any of the drawers that are in the sales kitchen.
Oh, my God.
I looked in the cabinets.
Through the drawers right now. How much time until the regular show starts?
A minute and a half.
A minute and a half.
Oh, this is terrible. This is awful. I'm so freaking annoyed right now. Have your hand on the dumbbell.
What are we doing right now, Crowley? What are we doing?
I'm trying to find my jacket. It's an expensive jacket. Gifted to me for my birthday. And it's been stolen. And now I got to deal with a scavenger hunt. What? Sugar and cream? Is it in the... This sucks. This sucks. This is terrible.
Do you have any idea?
I don't have any idea. I don't know. I mean, I was going to look at when the tweet was sent out because that would tell you.
19 hours ago.
Okay, so that was Cooking Joe's hour.
Yeah,
that
right after the show.
Cooking Joe. Look at me. Joe and Paul. Joe's Turkey Show. So that was midday.
You were here still.
This is the first clue. How much harder is it going to get?
People usually brew their coffee.
It can't be at Craig's office. Craig?
No. Did he hang up?
He didn't hang up. I think he lost. Okay. This is. Hello? Oh, nope. You're breaking up. Come back. Okay. You're breaking up. Let's go. I'm hitting the button in 20 seconds. So, and we're going to start with or without you.
Yeah. With or without you, we're going to start.
He's back.
He's upset.
Yeah,
he threw his phone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.